I'm really mad.
I'm really mad too.
We just recorded a probably 12-minute episode, and the first 10 minutes of it don't work.
So that's really unfortunate. But we're going to re-record it for you guys.
This is the Chatter Bay Fishing Show!
Woo!
All right.
So I'm Perry.
I'm Jackson.
We're really happy to see you again. Like we said, we're super ticked. So, let's just get straight into it.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to the Catch of the Day. This week, we got two stories. I got a flounder story.
And I got a red drum story.
Let's get to it. So, my flounder story, we were in a little inlet, ocean, and the intercoastal meet. We were on the bass boat in the ocean, you know, how you do. And my dad just cast it out, lost a piece of mullet, whatever. I cast out with my shrimp, same place, and I let it sit. I'm going to do something else. I don't remember what I'm going to do. Probably get a drink or something. And I come back to check it, and I felt like I was on the ground. I was hung. And I was like, no, please don't. I just retied this thing. And then it starts moving. I'm like, all right, just reel it in. I'll reel it in. Yep. Mm-hmm. I get close to the boat, and it starts fighting. I'm like, oh, my gosh, let's go. It dives under the boat, and I'm wrestling it out. And it comes toward the back of the boat. My dad sweeps at it with a net. It hits the prop and breaks off. And this was really big flounder.
Yeah, like, we saw it. It got, like, I remember, like, leaning over the edge of the bass boat, and it got, like, right into my face.
Yeah,
it is. That thing was massive. And you were, like, 8, and I was, like, 5 or 6. So, you know, it was still massive. I mean, no matter what.
It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen a bigger flounder.
It was probably 20 inches.
No, I'd say 25, 30.
25 or 30.
So, that's a big flounder.
Yeah, it's probably bigger than 20
for
sure.
Yeah. My best flounder is like 17, 18.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, because I've had a 19. It didn't look anything like it. It was way bigger.
You've had a 19?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
One time.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. So, my story is on my biggest red drum I've ever caught. And basically what happened is my dad was going back to the back of the boat to get his cast net and catch some minnows that were off the side of the boat. And he said, hey, Perry, hold my rod. So I was like, okay. So I grabbed the rod, and I'm not even joking. He gets to the back of the boat, and then all of a sudden, the rod just, like, bends straight down. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got one. And I was, like, 7 or 8, and, like, I was going insane. And then my dad was like, come on, Perry. You're on the ground. You're snagged. Come on now. And I was like, no, I'm not. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And then he comes over. He's like, here, let me help you get unsnagged. And he takes, like, he pulls out my hand, and it comes off. And I knew it was a fish, so I was so mad, yelling at him, like, you made me lose the biggest fish ever. I'm so mad at you. And then he's like, okay, sorry. Check your bait. So I started reeling it in. And all of a sudden, apparently, it was running towards the boat. So I start reeling it in, and I catch up with it. And all of a sudden, rod just goes, like, straight back down. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this thing is huge. And I probably fought it for, like, 3 to 5 minutes. Like, God, that thing was
a long fight.
That was a long fight. It was so fun. I didn't know what it was. I was really hoping it was, like, a big old flounder. Or, like, I don't even know. Like, who, Lord knows what it could have been.
That was after my flounder, right? I mean,
yeah,
that
was
in, like, a month or two. Or maybe it was a year.
I think it was a year. Next year.
I thought it was.
It might have been close.
They all blend together.
When you get old, you're just like, oh, so that happened when I was young. And I don't care. But anyway, I didn't know what it was. I was like, God, this thing's massive. And then I see it for the first time, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. This thing is huge. And we finally got it in the net, and I was so happy. And it was 32 inches, so it was huge, like as tall as me.
Big fish,
honestly.
Yeah.
But
short.
Still to this day, my dad is like, "Don't hand bury your rod, because he will catch a huge fish
every time."
It has happened multiple times.
Yeah,
I've caught 2 17-inch flounder in 30 minutes because one of them was my dad's rod. So, as you know, just that's how it works for me. So, I can't catch a fish on my own rod, but I can catch them on somebody else's. That's it for Catch of the Day. Moving on to Fish Thoughts.
I'll start us. So, first of all, we went to Bass Pro. We bought a bunch of lures and tackle and stuff. And we're going to tell you what we got. So, I'm going to start out with this rod. It is a Fate Black Gen 3 7'1" medium heavy rod. It's a solid graphite with what looks to be either carbon or graphite weave at the bottom. It's glossed. It's got really nice metal finishing, styrofoam handle. It looks really nice. It feels really good. I'm very happy with it.
Only Jackson could go on so long about a fishing rod.
And then I got, let's see here. I got Guggen. I got the Guggen Baits Bandito Bug. This is in Watermelon Red Flake, your standard Bandito Bug. It smells great. It's 4 inches long, rib body. Yeah. Standard Bandito Bug. I got a few rattle traps. We're going to start out with a Red-Eyed Shad from Strike King. This one is in crawfish with some tiger stripes. I had two of these. One was like a brim, pumpkin, bass, weird color. It was green and red and orange and whatever. And I lost that one in a tree within the first day.
I think this, just so y'all know, I think this would be really good and like, clear water, like up in the north, maybe, because it's like a craw color. I think it would work really great in clear water, like in a river, creek kind of thing. So that's just a little tip from me about that.
And then I got this other rattle trap. This is the original rattle trap, the actual brand from Bill Lewis. It is a 1/2 ounce, 3 inch Fire Tiger rattle trap. Yeah. So then, I also got this, a Super Finesse Worm from Strike King. It is a 7-inch bubblegum finesse worm. Tried a drop shot. I didn't catch anything. Tried to fish it at this little pond. We went and fished today. Didn't catch anything. We only caught one thing. It was small. We caught it on a Bandito Bug.
That's true, Jackson. But we were there for like 30 minutes and then it started pouring. Out.
Yeah.
So I think we would have caught like 3 at least.
But these Strike King plastics, the ultimate worm, and then Split Shot, which is insane. Nobody has Split Shot.
Okay, this wasn't at Bass Pro.
Okay.
This was a shop around us. This was a different place. They had like a whole wall of Split Shots, which is insane because pandemic.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And then also this, which is a little swimmer with a jig head that rattles.
You probably can't hear that, but
we'll find out. And I tried it once with my new rod. Didn't catch anything. Pretty standard, you know. But it has really good action. It also swims, but then it rolls some too, side to side.
Kind of wobbles a little bit.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. On this Red-Eyed Shad, the first one I got that I got stuck in a tree, I also caught like a 20-pound, 30-pound turtle.
Oh, yes, the turtle.
The turtle was sick.
So, yeah, Jackson caught like a pretty big turtle. That was cool. Okay, so now on to me. So from Bass Pro, I love Guggen, by the way. So I got like three things of Guggen. First off, I got the Guggen Baits 5-inch Slunker Log and Watermelon Red Flake. Comes in an 8-pack. I think these are gonna be really good. They have great action. I think this is gonna be a pond machine, dude. Like, I think these are gonna be so good for ponds, especially.
Have you tried that at our pond yet?
I've not. Not at our pond. It has been raining, so I don't know. I hope that works well. Next up, we got the Guggen Baits Saucy Swimmer in 3.8-inch. This is like a, I don't even know. Let's see if I can find the color. Electric Shad color.
Electric Shad.
Comes in a 7-pack. They weren't that expensive either, so that's good. I hope these work really well. I think they're going to work pretty well in ponds, especially if you have big minnows in there and stuff like that. Next.
The Trench Hog.
The Guggen Baits Trench Hog. So, the first thing I noticed is, like, you smell the Guggen, and it's just, like, it's amazing. You got that slant sauce in there. That's kind of weird, but, you know.
Sponsor us, please.
Sponsor Guggen, please sponsor us.
We'll take any sponsors, really.
Yeah. Anybody. Reach out. No, I'm just kidding. So, when I pulled this out of the packet, there's two things I noticed really quickly. It's like a bigger version of the Bandito Bug. If you don't know what a Bandito Bug is, it's another Guggen bait. Jackson talked about it earlier. But it's like a bigger version of that. Also, the color. It's Okajibi Craw.
Yeah.
There you go. The color is Okajibi Craw. And
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Guggen, if we're pronouncing it wrong.
Still sponsor us.
We don't
teach us how to pronounce it.
Please. So yeah. It's like a creature bait. I can see like a lizard out of it, crawfish, that kind of thing. Okay, next. I got
the couple of swim baits.
Couple of swim baits. The XPS Forktail swim bait. It's like a live action swim bait. It's 4.5 inches long. It's like a shad color.
Eight joints.
And I got two of these. I got one in the shad color and then one in a goldfish. The goldfish one is so good. Like, I use it in the pond. I caught, like, so many fish with it because bass, if y'all didn't know, bass love goldfish. Shiny. Like they munch them. So, that worked really well. Until I got stupid, got it snagged, and then just broke it because I'm not very smart, obviously. But that's how it works.
We have a plan.
We're going to send a buddy in there and pick it up. Okay. Next thing is these Storm Wild Eye Swim Shads. And they come in a 3-pack. They are 4 inches long, and they are 7/16 ounce. They're actually in shad color. I have not used these yet either, but I think they're gonna work really great. Swim baits tend to work really great in our pond. Swim baits, wacky worms, bandito bugs work really great. Any kind of creature bait. Classic.
And then top water for
top
sure.
Top water. You get out there on like cloudy or overcast, it works really well top water. So that's pretty good.
And we haven't tried these particular swim baits, but we've used a lot from Storm.
Yeah, they have like a bluegill kind of one. We use that. They have a smaller.
And the Fire Tiger one that I've mentioned three episodes in a row.
Yeah. And then they have like a smaller one of this. It's like probably like a 2.5 inch version.
Yeah. And then they have the little minnow version, which.
Like a crappy kind of swim bait. It's really cool. I got this little pumpkin seed crankbait. It's so cool. It's like the prettiest color. I almost don't want to fish with it. That's how pretty it is, but, you know, you win some, you lose some. So, I'm going to fish with it. I hope I catch some fish. That's the end of fish thoughts.
I think we're going to do brim fishing next week.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned.
Brim fishing tips next week. So, we'll do that next week. Stay tuned for that. So, that's, I think, the end of fish thoughts.
Yep.
All right. Last segment. Reel it in.
Let's
go.
All right. So, this week, we talked about a flounder story.
A red drum story.
What we bought from Bass Pro.
Yeah. And then, so.
Stay tuned next week. We're going to have some brim fishing content.
Yeah.
And also this week, I think we're going to post a crossover episode. A little bit different. Hey. Goodbye.
Bye.
We'll see you next week.